Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
It has been the much talked about dream throughout Islamic times that a grand reuniting of the Ummah as a single global nation or empire of believers would come into being under a caliph ruler. It is this yearning for a caliphate that the extremist Sunni militant group ISIS is playing upon by declaring an Islamic State or caliphate in Iraq and Syria. The announcement came over the weekend in Arabic on the first day of the holy month of Ramadan. Is this PR or some Islamic millennium restoring the rise of Islam after the death of the Prophet Muhammad back in the 7th century, where the Ummah and the Caliphate basically stretched from Pakistan to Mauritania in Africa? Joining us now is Hussein Rashid, professor of religion at Hofstra University. Welcome.
Thank you for having me on the show today.
What is this notion of the Ummah of all believers and this territorial claim by ISIS, and how are they different?
So I think there are two terms we need to talk about today. One is Ummah that you've mentioned, and one is the Caliphate or the Caliphate. The first, the Ummah, is this imagination that all Muslims belong to one big community. Historically, that's never existed.
Right.
As soon as Prophet Muhammad died, we see civil wars erupting. You know, Muslims have been struggling within themselves to figure out what this thing called Islam is for 1,400 years since the death of Muhammad. So I think that whenever somebody says, oh, I'm bringing together the big Ummah, I get very, very nervous, whether it's Muslim or non-Muslim. They don't know what's going on in the history.
So caliphate is like a subset.
So a caliphate is a political position that emerges. So Muhammad's lifetime, he's the undisputed religious, political, and spiritual head of the community. When he dies, the question is, what happens? So the position of the caliph is created to say, okay, political authority resides in this office. Religious authority is somewhere else. So essentially, Muhammad's death, we actually get a de facto separation between church and state. And that's the interesting thing about ISIS, or whatever they're calling themselves now, the Islamic State, is that if you actually look at the history of the caliphate, it is based on separation of church and state, that is, no religious authority. And then it's interesting that they're doing this in Iraq, because when the Abbasids, who were sort of the longest-running caliphate based in Baghdad, they were known for their tolerance, their openness, their willingness to engage with science, to engage with minority communities. In other words, all the very things that ISIS is opposed to is what the traditional caliphate stood for.
And these names of the caliphates, the Abbasids in Iraq, there were the Umayyads close to Mecca, there were others in other places, including even in India, I believe. They're all Sunni associated pretty much, yes?
No, so this is the interesting thing. There's a century where you have these three rival caliphates from the 9th to 10th century. So you've got the remnants of the Umayyads in what is now Spain. You've got the Fatimids, which is a Shia dynasty Cairo in Egypt. They actually found Cairo. And then you've got the Abbasids in Baghdad. And they're all rival claimants. So there's not even been a period where you've got this really one unitary caliphate that everybody's looking towards.
So does this invoking of the caliphate, the caliphate, is it a let's all live together kind of thing? Or is it a much more radicalizing idea of you guys are in, the rest of you are out?
I think when we look at ISIS in the modern period, this is very much we're in, you're out, we're the cool kids, and that means we can, you know, it's not even bullying, right? I mean, it's total annihilation of anybody who opposes them.
So it's inflammatory.
It's extremely inflammatory. It's extremely divisive. It is nihilistic. It's really not forward-looking. It's almost millenarian in its viewpoints.
So a minute ago, how does a Muslim in the United States view this idea of caliphate? How does a Muslim in, say, Malaysia or Indonesia view this idea of a caliphate by ISIS?
If you look at the ISIS example, everything I've seen, everybody I've talked to in the United States says these guys are a bunch of crackpots. There is no future there, and they're simply trying to bring everybody down to their level. I couldn't speak more internationally, but my sense is from friends I do have overseas that they're looking at this as a very bad template for really encouraging further radicalization without anything productive coming out of it. So they're very fearful of this.
Is it a recruitment tactic? Young people go online?
I think it's, look, hey, we've got this victory, we've got the land, we can call the caliphate, come fight with us. So absolutely.
Hussein Rashid is professor of religion at Hofstra University, right here in the studio at WNYC. Hussein, thanks so much. It's very interesting.
Thank you.